defeated.
No, we never went to that. We didn't have to.
Hopefully, I won't make that phone call to you.
Okay, but if you ever do, it was for my brothers.
These things happen. Sometimes
people
fall out of love.
I never went to attorneys. It didn't have to. I made her an offer she couldn't refuse.
That sounds exactly
right. No, I seriously did. I said, this, and this are going to happen. Are you good with this? And she said, yes.
What was the offer?
Huh?
What was the offer?
Well, I don't want to get into it. I feel like we both walked away okay.
Maybe she should have held off.
I wanted my ring back, pretty much was all. That's all I wanted.
Such an Italian.
Yeah.
Didn't even bring.
Ring was worth a lot of money. Make a lot of money. But I shake all the money in the bank and everything else. I said, just take it. I don't care.
Fair. Here, take this.
Oh, and I wanted my cooking things. Yeah, I had. I'm a freaking ninja in a kitchen. I had a lot of stainless steel cookware I wanted that I was like very, very.
Do you have a kitchen right now?
Yeah, my house.
I thought your house was still like in
the house I live in now.
Oh, well, that doesn't count. I don't know how the new house is coming along.
I was just telling Rachel before the started. There's 6 inches of snow in my living room right now. We're hoping the damn windows and the roof go in at some point. Please, baby Jesus.
Welcome to the Topper Sports League Podcast, your home for all things social co-ed football in Western New York. Please welcome this week Katie from 3rd and Schlong in D4. And we also have Rachel from the Shredders over in D4. And maybe a team in D6. Let's go.
New year, new intro. Good evening. Welcome, TSL Universe. My name is Lenny. Welcome back. We still have a football league. This is good. We'll get into that in a little bit. Before I say hello, I am going to tell you that on January 12th in the year of our Lord 2018, we will be having our banquet. It will be at the Doubletree Hotel in Niagara Falls. It will start probably around 7. I anticipate the first person getting there about 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Hi.
Hi, Joe.
It's me.
I would suggest that you get online and sign up. Or call us. Get there at this point. We don't care. Just do something.
Are there still special topper rooms available?
There are
the hotel?
Until Tuesday. So it is Monday. So technically, I think till Tuesday or Wednesday, there are special deals still.
This is good.
We will make this happen. As always, join alongside DJ Jimmy. Jimmy, how are you this evening?
Doing well. Thank you, Len.
Welcome back. As I look due north, I see the heir apparent.
Hi.
Who's going to be the heir apparent probably sooner than he thinks if football leaves. Joe K., how are you?
I'm doing all right.
It's good.
It's great.
It is great.
I feel great to be back. We haven't done this in a hot minute.
I almost forgot how to do it. What do you think of the intro?
It was pretty good. I mean, yeah. It's good to be back and have new stuff, and I'm just ready for the banquet, man. Let's get dancing and drinking.
Let's do this, and let's be responsible. Let's get a room or Uber.
Already got it.
Okay, good. This is good.
Boom. I'm not driving back home from
Niagara
Falls.
No, bad. That's bad.
Drunk as hell.
Emily, how the hell are you?
I'm grieving.
Grieving what?
Grieving the Bills.
Really? Are you the only person in the world that actually thought we were going
to
win?
Oh, my God. I'm so embarrassed to say this. I almost got in a fight with somebody at the bar after the loss.
Which bar?
O'Neill's. I was, like, super drunk and just killing it.
Just killing it.
Killing the person or killing...
No, life. You know,
were you going to get in a fight with a male or a female?
Who knows?
Oh, her had to be a male. Definitely was a male. Because Emily does not just go up to some twig and say, let's do this. She probably found the biggest, baddest dude she could find and be like, let's do this.
I'm going to knock you out.
Oh, God. So that's my status right now.
Okay.
So you all right?
I'll survive.
Are you excited for the banquet?
I'm so pumped. I've got my dress picked out. Me and Sarah got our room picked out.
Nice.
You
gonna
picked
get
out
there.
Your room specially?
Yeah, we're going to get
bullshit.
There at 1 p.m. with you.
Oh, nice. Shit. Let's do this.
Yeah, I'm ready to shake and bake.
If that's real, then we're going to get messed up.
You know when you say 1 o'clock, though, we're dead serious. Someone will be there at 1 o'clock. So,
yeah.
Okay, just...
I mean, I get out of work at 1, so probably like 2.
Okay. I took the day off. Don't care.
I took a half day.
Did I ever tell you what my favorite time at the banquet is?
The part right in the beginning?
Captain's cocktail hour?
No. When Topper and I usually have lunch around 2, 2:30.
It was lovely last
and,
time.
And yeah, actually Joe K. joined us, but usually, and Jimmy and Tom usually setting up, and that's my favorite time. Topper and I actually get an hour, and we talk about stuff, and then
the
all of a sudden.
Before the storm?
Yeah, I look at him and go, okay, I'll see you in 9 hours. And then
you almost died.
I'm hoping not to go to the hospital because there's not very
crossed.
Good ones in Niagara Falls.
Hopefully
so.
Chelsea will be there.
No, Chelsea's not.
She's not.
And who knows what Sherry's going to do. Sherry is alive.
Yeah.
I talked to her.
Sarah is a nurse. So
okay, that's good.
Okay, so we got one. But she's going to be a train wreck, so does that count?
She can keep it together when she needs to.
Can she? Yeah. She a good singer? Oh, my God.
Sarah?
Can you imagine?
She's a good singer.
Real quick, before we get to our guest, think about this for a minute. So we know the infamous story where I almost like had a heart attack driving down like Walden at 90 miles an hour with Sherry and Chelsea when we all were singing We're the Three Best Friends. After the Sherry-Emily thing, how funny would it be if at this banquet I almost have a heart attack and Sarah, Emily, and I are singing We Are the Three Best Friends
as we're
going to
the way
to
you
hospital.
Say that makes me think you're going to fake a heart attack this week.
I would never.
Well, and you try to parallel those two groups all the time. You'll be like, well, with Sherry and Chelsea, this is what I talk about. And with Emily and Sarah, this is what I talk about, and these are the differences. Blah blah blah.
I know.
So you would definitely do that.
Was I talking to you one day when we actually did talk about all the differences between Sherry, Chelsea, and Emily and Sarah? At one point, wasn't it you who said I think Chelsea and Sarah would be really good friends, or was it somebody else? Yeah, I actually had conversations about this.
Of course,
only in my world was I pitting groups against each other.
1,000%, Lynn.
I think they are friends. Like they
good. They're two awesome people.
I know. Ow. Agreed.
Yes. Well, let's say hello to our guests. One plays for the D4 Shredders. Can you call yourself a D6 champion, or did you leave the team before they won?
Sure. I didn't go to the game because I was sick.
Okay, she's so you're technically a part of the Tommy Hughes experience. So you're still
a big
of
part of the experience. She's the experience part. It's not even Tommy Hughes.
And she is up for, if I'm not mistaken, and I look at my notes, most underrated female player. Her name is Rachel. Rachel, welcome back.
Thanks. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here.
You're welcome.
Does she count as a guest anymore? Like, after you have so many appearances, like, we got to have, like, a new... Because she's more than a guest. She's been here a bunch of times. She's, like, a semi-co-host at this point.
Who's been on more times, Rachel Parker or Val?
Probably Rachel.
Ooh, that's a good
one. That stretch. Really? Yeah, there was that stretch where you were on for, like, 3 weeks because we needed people, and you've been very convenient for us.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
It's fun talking to Rachel.
I'm not saying it's not. I'm just saying, like, I feel like a guest is beneath her at this point. She needs a new title.
So, like, when Leno goes out of town, she's kind of like...
Yes.
Okay.
That's kind of what I was thinking.
You good with that?
Sure.
Okay. You want to host the show at one point? Because I got to really need to sit over there at one point.
Yeah, let's do this. Let's make it happen.
I really do. Okay. And to her left, she's really quiet, but she's about to start talking. She is up for D4 female MVP. And if memory serves me right, she is up for the Katie, Kimmy, Carrie, Constantinople, Weiser female MVP of the whole entire league. Katie Keller, how are you? Yeah, I think
good.
You are.
How are you?
Wait, let me check my notes
here. What does that award mean?
That means female MVP of the whole freaking league.
Oh, that's legit.
That means you're like, not only are you awesome on the field, but you're a rock star off of it.
Take something simple as a female MVP and put it through Lenny's brain.
Is it? Oh, man.
Yeah, let's look here.
What am I up against?
I think Kelly Lytle and...
I don't know who that is.
Kelly Lytle plays on Topper's team. She's freaking awesome. She's a good player. She's also... Rockstar off. Oh, yeah. And
it's
there.
Lytle.
Yep. Yeah, oh, I thought it was Lytle. And then Porkchop. Katie Salisbury from Primetime Players.
I do know her.
Yeah, she's real. What do you think about her?
I don't know her in the league. I used to work with her and I went to high school with her.
Is she awesome? She doesn't talk a lot.
No, she's a nice girl.
I try to talk to her and sometimes she talks to me and sometimes she doesn't.
Well, isn't she a beast on the field, though?
She's an angel. Yeah.
She really is an angel. She's good people, too. She's fun to talk to.
Why isn't she here ever?
Because she doesn't like to talk sometimes.
Okay. Because she doesn't answer Lenny's text messages.
I don't have her phone number.
I'm just kidding.
Not that important. What do you mean shocking?
Well, I feel like you can get anybody in here.
I really could.
He can, but he has to be able to talk to them first. If he can't make initial contact, it doesn't work.
When we're done talking to Nicole Sherrick at her house, and we're going to Nicole Sherrick's house if she's ever listening, we should go see Katie Salisbury at her house.
Yeah, why not?
People are going to stop putting their addresses on their general information.
We already have everybody.
That's not how we do things. The only person that does that is Topper.
Oh, no, that's an email, and it's not an address.
He pulled a Seinfeld.
Well, Lenny's good at sending that first awkward text of, hi, is this so-and-so your name? So, Emily Curry.
What does that mean?
Like, no, like when you do your outreach to get someone on the podcast, and then you're like, yeah, and then they're like, hey, it's Lenny from TSL. Like, do you want to be on the podcast? And then that's where it goes.
But sometimes I don't know if the number's right, so I'm like, I might as well ask.
You ask.
Well, what if I said, hey, Emily, it's Lenny, but I didn't know if it was you or not, so that's why I asked that.
I have sent long texts to people being like, hey, blah, 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 this huge story. And then it's not that person.
Thank you. So what I did is
and they're like, this is John from California. Like, stop texting me. I'm like, oh, good. Okay.
First off, John, why do you have a 716 area code? Second off, you just kind of like, at first it felt like you were yelling at Lenny for only typing that one.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Like,
then you just
going
proved
with this?
Why he should do that. So I don't know where you're sitting.
Stop.
I don't think you come in that nice. Like, you came in making fun of me for a golfer
mouth
guy?
Oh, no. Yeah,
I didn't get like a nice introduction message. It was like, so what about that golf cart guy?
Well, it's an honest question.
That was a nice statement.
This poor girl
was
opening, though. This girl was put on the spot about her love life. Come on.
What? I was.
Right. True story.
97% of Lenny's opening conversations with women are about their love life.
But let's go. Should we talk about this real quick?
Of course we should. Bring it up, Len.
So, as you know, Katie Keller's kind of new to the league. You played for Home Tech, but you really weren't part of the league last
year. Yeah. Nobody cared about us back then.
Right. So, you come together with Team Keller, and now you guys are awesome. Everybody loves you guys. And we meet Katie Keller, who loves to talk. She's a good time. Well, it comes to fruition that she had a couple drinks one day, and she said that they used to have a guy that used to ID people and drive around the golf cart. She thought he was really cute. So I said, let's get these two,
To be fair, he was handsome.
He was cute.
Let's get them together.
He never showed up after that, though.
I know.
Interesting.
How does that make you feel inside?
It's a little depressing, but I found out he was like 20 or something, so that's a little young.
How old are you? Whoa.
How old do I look?
I'm not answering 36. That question right now.
36?
What? Yes. Lenny, what the fuck?
Oh, my God.
That's younger than I was.
You're going to get knocked out.
It was younger.
I was
going to
say 26.
Yeah, come on now.
Girls are so much nicer.
No, okay.
Lenny's no, really.
There's
no,
a method
seriously.
To the madness. What? You always guess 10 years older than you think.
I was real.
10 years older?
Than you think.
Okay, then that's good, because I'm 28.
Okay, good. I would have guessed 36.
You did guess 36.
I was close.
Now you would have. You did.
Just did.
Okay, but 20 is not that bad.
I mean, for girls are so much more mature than boys.
Okay.
The cougar thing is in, though.
It really is, because years ago, you used to be like, hey, I'm 25. How old's your boyfriend? 47.
He wasn't 20. He was older than 20, right?
I mean, really. I mean, honestly, let's go around the room right now. Emily Curry, oldest guy you've ever been with.
Unless she was throwing you off the scent.
Wait.
And you're 27. So how old were you, and how old was the oldest guy you were with?
Like in a long-term relationship.
Any kind of relationship.
2 years older than
any
me.
Kind of relationship.
Two.
Okay, how about you, Rachel?
Longest relationship, 6 years apart.
Okay.
He was older.
Katie Keller?
4.
Okay, so this is not helping me.
Exactly.
Usually it's like 15.
Your point is
because you wanted to ask, but you asked it way too nice, of who's like the oldest people you've slept with.
Well, I didn't want to go
night stand. I bet you the age gap varies a little bit more in a, one night stand as opposed to
without asking you, would it? Oh, just say yes or no, no numbers.
What's the question?
Yeah, what is the question?
If you participated in the coitus with a man that wasn't a relationship, was the gap a lot older than the
no,
ones you just told us?
Maybe like 3 years instead of 2.
Okay. Katie Kell's looking up and she's looking at the ceiling. She's looking at the ceiling.
She's still counting. She's still counting.
Shut up.
So what is it? No? Yes? Maybe? Oh, boy.
No.
We don't have sugar babies in here if that's what your question is.
That wasn't my question. I didn't even know what my
question
was.
There's not 50-year-olds.
Okay. Whoa. Well, sorry, yeah, but suspicious. Maybe you're 28 now. Maybe you were 20 before and he was like 41.
No.
Okay.
No.
How about 40-year plan guy? How old is he?
Yeah, like 40. No. He is 30-something.
Okay.
Not going to happen.
Okay. For him. Fair enough. But I got to ask you a question.
What?
So, believe it or not, Topper sends me a spreadsheet. And a lot of times I can see who signed up and what happened, yada, 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 yada. Well, I saw when you signed up. And would you like to know who signed up right before her?
Who's that, Len?
40-year plan guy.
Interesting. Did he sign you up?
That was not planned. However, my team's going to be late, so we are going to have to spend like an hour at the table together drinking.
You and 40-year plan guy?
Yeah, without the rest of the team.
Where are they going to be?
Yeah, where are they going to be?
They're coming from another party.
That's bullshit. They're skipping this other crap party.
So what's going on with 40-year plan guy? Nothing. He's just on your team.
I haven't seen him since the end of football.
Okay,
so
is absence make the heart grow fonder?
No.
Not
Wait,
at all.
She threw up
so
her mouth.
So he's someone
a bit.
On your team.
Oh, yeah. You've never met 40-year plan guy?
No.
It's your friend.
Have you ever seen us at the bar?
Yeah.
He's always hammered and, I don't know.
He's always around.
I feel like there's a lot of guys that are hammered at the bar.
Sorry, that's not
I'm just saying.
This league, that's common.
Emily, imagine like you're at the end of the bar and then, you can always feel somebody looking at you like from way down at the end of the. That's where 40-year plan guy usually is for her.
Okay.
But he still shows
that's
up and like buys you drinks and
no,
stuff.
No, it doesn't.
Like,
no.
He's there as a puppet.
He's there trying to find himself a lady.
Are you sure that lady's not you?
I'm positive.
Do you guys
just
have
wait until
a thing?
Friday? No.
Why does
no.
Lenny bring this up?
Because
it's Lenny. Oh, hi, Emily. You must be new here. This is Lenny. Lenny, Emily.
I didn't know if something happened. Like,
I'm
sure it did.
Stuff at the bar, and it like just stays there.
A little birdie told me that like if they weren't both going to be married by 40, that they might end up together. And I said, well, why don't we speed the process?
Don't ever tell personal information to Lenny.
Why? What is that all about, Curry?
Because then it's on the podcast.
What are you talking about?
It does end up on the podcast.
Give me an example.
It's valid.
I'm not bringing up other people's personal business.
If you say off the record, it's never brought up.
That's true. That's the rule.
Is that
Lenny.
A disclaimer?
Yes.
Lenny has like two rules. One, noted. If you're in an interview setting, you have to answer every single question. And two, if you say off the record, he won't talk about it
never
to other people.
Once. No?
But if you forget to say it, then it's in the world of elbow.
Yeah,
good luck.
Because we're here to talk. We're here to talk about stuff.
That's good to know for Friday.
It really is. Why?
Friday doesn't count. It's always on the record.
Oh, so everything's on the record Friday?
Yes, because we're filming the entire thing.
Okay.
Well, we don't know yet.
What? No. We're not going to get shitty interns who suck at their jobs?
No.
But who's going to run the photo booth? For 20 minutes.
Photo booth is different.
Photo booth is different.
Drew ran the photo booth?
No.
What's that?
Boo.
Oh. Boo, Drew.
Drew's too.
No.
I don't think he's coming to the banquet.
Guys, I texted pretty much everyone in my phone.
Yeah.
You know how I bet we could get him if Sherrick decided she was going to go to the banquet? I bet you Drew would.
Yeah, probably.
He has a girlfriend.
Who?
Again?
Does he?
I heard that he lost that girlfriend.
You can still go to the banquet and have a girlfriend. It's just a night out with your friends.
I'm just saying you can't use that bargaining chip.
No. Parker, how you doing over there?
Great.
Let's talk about Tommy's experience for a little bit.
Okay.
The season ends. And Shredders is out. You're not happy about that. We understand, and that's okay.
Yep.
Then there are rumors swirling that you have an argument with Tommy Hughes' experience. And some say you were sick that week.
I was sick.
Others claim that you were
sick. Lady, I talked to you and told you I was sick.
Did you say it was on the record or off the record?
I was sick.
Okay, so I guess my question to you is this. When Tommy Hughes' experience comes up to the podium for the D6 trophy, will you be with them?
I don't know. Why not?
Will you tell us? That was the question.
Lenny's trying to
I guess
to
we'll
start
have to
shit.
Wait and find out, Lenny.
Is it like a teaser?
Yeah, I'm not going to tell you.
Okay, are you okay with everybody right now?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Even non-award
winning
Tommy
I went
Tommy
out
Hughes.
With Tommy Hughes on Friday.
Yes, this is true.
Was it awesome?
Yeah, we had a good time.
Did you go to like Dave and Buster's and stuff?
No, we went to Transit. That Crystal awesome. Was there. We invited Joe, but Joe was too cool.
I had a Christmas party post-Christmas that I had to go to.
Christmas ended.
I'm aware
Thank
of the
you,
scenario.
Emily.
It already irritates me enough. You don't have to bring it up.
And that's that.
Yeah. There's nothing to it. I'm sorry to burst your bubble.
I'm just asking you. Sorry, not sorry?
Yeah.
And you are coming to the banquet. That's a good thing.
Yes, I am coming to the banquet.
Do you think you have a chance winning most underrated player of the year?
I'm not anticipating anything. I'm just going to have fun.
That's good. Have you ever met 40-year plan guy?
No.
No. Okay.
But I'm going to Friday night.
Okay,
I'm
going
to track down Katie, and I'm going to meet
He's
him.
Actually a really nice guy.
Yeah, he'll do shots with you.
He absolutely will. Yeah.
Wow.
Katie Keller doesn't think he's a nice guy, but he really is nice.
Oh, my God, he's a nice guy.
She definitely thinks
well,
he's
what?
A nice guy,
like
but he's too
there.
Nice.
Too nice?
He's
like,
too
creepy
nice for
nice?
Her.
No, he's a very nice guy.
What? I was asking Katie.
She's
going to listen to this, and you're going to get me in trouble.
Who?
Yeah.
Let's
what are you going to get in trouble for? Let's change the topic.
He's not your cup of tea. That's totally okay.
He's a nice
You can just
guy.
Be friends with people.
It's
thank
a fair
you.
Question. You really can be friends with people.
Okay, thank you.
So that's what they are. They're friends.
Yeah.
Who said they weren't?
So let's drop it like it's hot.
What does that even mean?
Hungover Emily is so bitchy.
Yeah, seriously.
She just doesn't want to be here.
Your words are hurtful. So, January 12th, we're going to have a banquet. Like I said, go on Facebook, Topper Sports LLC. Go to the website, toppersports.com. You still have time to sign up. You still have time to do anything you have to do. Hell, if you're just going to show up, that's fine, too.
Do you know how many people signed up by now?
I think we're at 110, 115.
So we got almost to where we want
okay,
to get
Okay, people,
to,
but cool. don't be fucking cheapskates and show up later so you don't have to pay.
That would not be
That
cool.
sounds like
bullshit.
That's
people
not
do that.
Cool.
People yeah. do that, and it's really lame. Stop.
That is kind of bullshit.
Because what you get for what you pay is a really good deal.
Yeah.
It's like a 5-hour
I still
open
think,
bar and
I still
dinner.
Think people don't understand that like the banquet is literally Lenny and Topper's gift to us, besides you know running the entire league. Like they take a hit money-wise for this every year,
mm-hmm.
which is why we had to like move it because the place we had it last year just doubled or tripled their prices,
well,
which is insane.
We might as well talk about that because there has been a little discussion from some folks that said, geez, I find it a little interesting that we're going to Niagara Falls. Well, there is a reason for that.
Yep.
And I don't want to talk for Topper. He can talk for himself, but I can tell you what I know, and what I know is simply this. The last 2 years, we were at the Embassy. Mm-hmm. It was a really nice place downtown. You could go drinking afterwards, yada, yada, yada. Well, here's the problem. We went and talked to the Embassy, and we kind of said, hey, you know, we'd like to re-up with you and do this again. And basically what we got from them was, I mean, I think our cost, and this is honest, I'm just shooting from the hip, we generally lose between $4,000 and $5,000 just to throw the party, which we're right. fine with. We don't care. But they said instead of being like $65-$70 a head for this party that we charge $40 for. They're like, it's going to be like to $90-$95, and we're like,
oh my god,
that's crazy.
Yeah, yeah, by hand of God. That's
well, they made
what
they made all ridiculous. The food had to come from Sear and stuff, which made it way more expensive.
Sear is like now the most expensive restaurant. Mm-hmm.
And honestly, I don't want to belittle. I've been to that place, and I go to a lot of nice places.
It was okay. It's when we had our lunch, it was our that yeah. Cool,
I've been there for dinner,
sandwich,
it's okay. It's there's a lot of other places I would go before Sear, but you know, I was like, oh okay.
Tempo.
I would go all day long, all day long. So that's what we did. So then we're like, okay, we checked out a couple other places, and they kind of said the same thing. Well, cost is now X. And then, as luck would have it, the young lady that was the banquet manager at the embassy actually moved to the Doubletree,
right?
Which is a really nice hotel. It's 193 rooms. It's been open for, I want to say, a year and 2 months. I know this because they spent $30 million in construction, and I'm a painting and wall covering contractor. I did all the painting and wall covering there. So it's been open a year and a half. The banquet room's phenomenal. Yes, it's in Niagara Falls, but we said, hey, the lady who was there said, yeah, we know you guys are riffraffs. We'll honor what we did at Embassy and come on to the Doubletree. And we're like, okay, we'll go to the Doubletree. We'll work this in conjunction with the casino. Everybody seems to like the casino. Let's see what happens. So,
at the casino.
Yeah, I did too. I said, hey, if I'm going to end at the casino, that's where I should probably get a room. So that's what I ended up doing. So, yeah, would we want to have been downtown? It might have been interesting, but we're moving on. Give it a chance. Their banquet room is 50 times better than the Embassy.
It was tremendous.
Yeah, Joe saw it. He had dinner with us. Yeah, it's literally, the ceilings are 25 feet. You could probably put, 600 people in there?
Yeah, definitely.
Nice. It's humongous. It's probably four times the size of the Embassy.
What's the dance floor situation?
It's just a big, humongous room. I'm sure it can be wherever you want it. The room is colossal.
Well, the dance floor doesn't have two giant pillars in the middle of it. That kind of
it can be whatever
you
want.
Can walk into.
And there's going to be some fun, and there'll be surprises, as there always is. And we're going to have a good time. And I can assure you, I know this. This is kind of why, you know, some people have probably been talking. Topper's not kind of a happy camper right now, because he kind of says, hey, listen, you know, we do work our butts off for this league, and we basically lose $4,000 or $5,000 for the party. We decide. Some people can say when the season's over, hey, we run a business, I want to do X. Topper and I already have businesses that we make money with. So our thing is, let's go throw a party. And if we can say thank you to the clientele, that's how we do it.
Right.
Yeah, we can make the league fees lower, I guess, but then we could just be a boring football league, and who the hell wants that?
Dude, I'll never forget packing in over at the Holiday Inn, 230 people in
the first party
room.
We ever had was 230
people. It
was
insane, man.
Yep. It was crazy. I mean, we've done everything. We've been at the Holiday Inn. We've been at the... I mean, we averaged between 140, and the highest was 230. The lowest we ever did, I think, was 140. It's looking like right now we're 110, 115. We're probably going to hit 130, 140 when we're done. It's going to be a fun night.
It always is.
Yeah.
So, why do you think that people were kind of, really slow in signing up? Because for a while there...
I think it's a little bit of everything. I think some of it has to do with the fact that it's in the falls, and some people are like, well, I want to go to Chippewa and drink my face off when I'm done. Okay. But you kind of have parameters that you have to work in.
Right, I hear you.
You know? Like I always say, okay, you're going to pay $40 for a ticket. The cost is about $75 to the league, roughly. It could have been 90 or 100. Then what do we do? Do we have to say, okay, we'll charge you 60 and it's going to cost us 100?
Let's be honest here. Considering the league of drunks that we have, everybody is drinking way more than $40 worth of alcohol alone.
It's going to be 4-hour open bars, bottled. I mean, you're not going to... Let me tell you something. I've been around since day one. The first banquet that Social Co-ed Football ever had that wasn't Topper Sports literally was like a little beer rager. And nothing against Cole's. I love it. It's the first bar I ever worked at in my life on Elmwood. It's a nice little place. They went to the third floor. It was like beef on weck and stale ziti and draft beer. And you know what? That lasted an hour and everybody left. Yeah. That's no fun.
No, not at all.
Yeah, people want to have fun. They want to celebrate our champions. And that's the reason we're doing this.
Hand out some awards.
We're going to hand out some awards. And honestly, we take these awards seriously. Like, when we give an award for most underrated player, we're honestly going to be like, hey, this is who we think the most underrated player is, and we're going to celebrate that fact.
Unless Topper's the award winner.
I cannot neither confirm or deny that can happen. That's the only thing I can't control.
Yeah, drunk Topper just doing drunk Topper things. Yeah. The best.
Do you have to be present to win?
I would say no, you shouldn't, but you never know what Topper. See, this is basically how it works. Around 3:30, I'm going to run into DJ Jimmy, and I'm going to say, okay, Jimmy, here's the list. I'm going to hand it to Jimmy, and I'm basically going to highlight it and say, okay, this is what we've basically decided. And then Topper's going to look at Jimmy and I around what? Probably like 7 o'clock when his eyes get a little glassy.
So-and-so isn't here.
Yeah, and he's going to go, okay, now I want this, and this to
happen. 2.5 bottles of wine in. Yes. Decisions change.
Now, mind you, we have 54 teams in the league that went basically 11 weeks. I have watched more football games than any human being alive. I've spent more hours out there. I know who's going to win, and I know who should win. So sometimes I literally go, you've got to be kidding me when somebody gets toppered. But it happens. So... But that's sometimes what Topper does.
If anybody's listening to this and they're wondering, like, what exactly does the banquet consist of? Maybe they don't know. Imagine, like, a wedding reception without dealing with any of the dumb wedding stuff. Like, you're going to hang out. You might have a little bit of food. You're going to get drunk, and you're going to dance for a long time. And it's a ton of fun.
Cookie Monster and Elmo will be here.
There you go. You can dance with Cookie and Elmo.
Yeah. And I think we still have the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man. I think we have Peter Griffin still.
We have Peter Griffin.
I heard we have a couple new characters that will be unveiled at the banquet. I can't say who they are. I think we need to get to Facebook because we have a very, very nice video that is it up?
Yeah, it was up before.
Okay. We need to find that video because DJ Jimmy put together a tremendous, like, what was it, a 2.5 minute video that was phenomenal? Roughly that. It'll tell you what it's all about.
Oh, of the banquet.
Did you see it?
Yeah, that was fun.
It was fun.
It was a good video, Jim.
Was it just of the banquet?
The banquet program?
Last year's banquet. Yeah. It was a lot of fun.
I think you guys saw a little bit.
Yeah, it's fun. We have the it's going to be a good time. It's going to be a great time. And like I said, get there at 7. The awards are usually brought around 8:30 or so, roughly. There should be a photo booth there, we hope and pray. We're talking about it. We might do a podcast leading into it.
Oh, we got to do the red carpet podcast.
Yeah, we might. We kind of did that for like the Emmys and the Globes. We kind of had, what, 6 microphones last year, I think we did? And we basically just grabbed people as they were walking in and threw some headphones
on for 10 minutes. There was so much fun that happened just from that alone.
It was.
People coming back and maybe getting their mics cut off when they were singing, stuff like that.
Oh, that was excitement. The worst. Remember when Paul Neiman was singing to that blonde girl and it was so magical and she was ready to...
Yeah, I mean, I almost basically just said that without saying it, so yeah, I remember it.
It was terrible. Kid Keller was magical. Paul Neiman, freaking Big Paulie, started serenading this girl, and she literally was like, I want him right now.
Are they coming?
Like, we literally were moving things off the table, and then all of a sudden somebody cut the music. It was terrible.
Is that the guy that was at the podcast with me the last time?
Say that again?
Is he, like, older?
Paul? I don't think
Paul's
older at all.
No, he's a big, tall guy, like 6'4".
No, definitely not thinking of the same person.
He plays on my team, Public Enemy.
No, I don't know.
You know Paul. If you saw Big Paul, you know who he is.
You saw his face.
Yeah, you know him. If you ran into him, you'd know who he is.
See the guy that always wears that, like, tight bodysuit?
No,
that's Cole.
That's Cole.
Yes, that's Cole. Sorry.
Paul Neiman's the one that headbutted a bus at a Bills game.
Yes, Dizzy Bad Kid. He's got, like, over 1 million views.
Nice. He was doing all that stuff before it was cool.
Wait, what was he singing? I don't remember this.
He was singing All I Have to Give. It was definitely Backstreet Boys. I assume it's All I Have to Give because that's his favorite song to sing.
It was Nikki, who tends at the Rose Garden. It was her friend Brittany that she had brought. And we were interviewing them, and Big Polly came over, and somebody said, hey, sing her a song, and he did, and she liked it.
Are they coming again? Did we invite them? Did we forget?
I feel like Topper wouldn't miss Nikki's that. I think Nikki's coming. Something about having to work, I believe.
She could be our bartender, so she's working. That's part of the problem.
We could have done that. Yeah, well, you never know. I mean, Rose Garden sometimes is hopping on a Friday night.
Is it?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I didn't have an answer for that.
When I played volleyball there on Fridays, it was like kind of busy sometimes.
I thought you didn't. I thought Drew said no soup for you.
No, we did. That was before that team.
Oh.
Early summer.
We should go like TMZ in it when we're done going to Sherrick's house and we're going to 40-year playing guys' house. We could go over to Drew's house and ask him like why you got cut from the volleyball team.
I know.
You got straight up cut from the team?
Yeah.
Should we get like a freaking, that's like, you bullshit. Know, like how they have like News 4 has got a van? Should we get like a Topper van? Honestly, like,
why not?
Put like a satellite thing on top.
You've talked 37 times about getting the A-team golf cart, so just do it.
It's obvious this is a purchase you want to make, so just make the plunge.
The golf cart or the van?
Both.
Both.
That would be
Why would you get an 18 golf cart and get an 18 van?
That would be even better. Topper and I were actually, can I say this? We were looking at, like, because I'm so sick of walking around the fields and it's stupid. I said, let's get a golf cart and make it like the 18 with the stripe on it.
That'd be awesome.
That would be so cool.
Yeah, but part of that plan was making B's brother look at Mr. T and ride in the back, and now you guys aren't talking. So
I feel like I need to be on that golf cart because Paulie J used to make fun of me about all my steps I would get in because I'd just stroll back and forth from the fields. He's like, I swear, you've walked 5 miles today.
Do you have one of those things?
No.
No?
But he just, you know what I mean. The
you should get a smartwatch. And I wanted like
you should, you
one
should.
Day, like how many steps you take in a day.
The entire season. Just average it out. Yeah. See how far you walk.
Yeah, I want to know.
I'll get one.
My ex-wife, in one of the other reasons we got divorced, she did this thing for work, and in 30 days she got 1 million steps.
Wow.
That's insanity. And I know because I probably walked 500 freaking thousand of them with her.
Oh, is that when she made you go like... walking through the woods and stuff, yeah, and hiking and all those non-Lenny things that you do.
Yes. It's not fun. Let me tell you something. When you're dating a girl and she's got a pedometer and says, let's go take a walk, don't do it. Run. Just
instead,
run.
And
just
you
run.
Instead, you tough chose life to marry her.
Yes, I did. Way to go, Lenny.
Tough life, Lenny.
Stupid, yeah. Lenny.
Whatever. Go hike.
I like hiking.
Good. So don't call me.
There's rumors out there as of right now that for the Daryl Carr Most Valuable Male Player Award, which could either be Joey Battaglia, Ryan Bird, how you say that? Berruti?
Yes.
Right?
Tiger.
Or Andy Smith.
Yes.
Okay? There's a rumor out there that the award may actually be given to them by Daryl himself.
Is
this real?
We have unconfirmed rumors that Daryl Carr will be at the banquet. I don't know if this is a selling point at the last minute, but we have been told. I saw the spreadsheet.
This is a first,
he paid,
right?
Yeah, he's in, plus guest. Now, bad news, ladies. He has a plus one. Now, we don't know. I'm assuming that he's got a lady friend or seven. That's all I can imagine.
I figured he's just bringing UB guy.
No, he's probably bringing like 18 girls with him. That's probably what Daryl would do.
One guest.
Show up in like a 20-person limo. It's like Daryl and 16 girls.
I'll be one of those 16.
So good.
You'll be there too early.
I'd show up late to arrive with Daryl.
That'd be awesome.
Could that,
I would too.
Would that ever happen? Could that happen?
It could happen, especially if you like casually text it to him now.
I don't know if Emily's got the thunder to make that happen.
Oh, if
I
Emily don't. Could be part of Daryl's little entourage?
I don't. I'm
I just
not
don't.
Cool enough.
I don't know. I don't. You've got a lot of good things going for you, Emily, but that you.
I know. I don't have the swag, Lenny. I know. You don't have to say
it. I just see him with like Scarlett Johansson or something.
And I'm not that.
Oh, believe in yourself.
No, Lenny made it perfectly clear in our group text that I'm a mere mortal and I'm not worthy of Daryl.
Well,
gosh, Lenny.
He did make that pretty clear.
Is this guy that hot?
No.
You've never met Daryl Carr, QB superstar?
Oh, Lord. It's Daryl.
He's
like
infamous.
45. No.
Doesn't matter.
He's the nicest person in the league. He paid for his brother to go see the Ninja Turtle movie.
If he ever said yes, Emily would go from 3 years to 18, I guarantee it.
Whoa.
Okay.
It's a little drastic.
Wow, and she is not saying no.
She didn't refute it.
My face is like beet red right now.
Yeah, of course, because there's nothing
you
can say.
Called him out.
Bad.
That's beautiful.
All right, can we get to these awards?
Yes, we're going to get to some of these awards.
Some of these awards, eh?
Yeah, let's start at the back, and we might as well discuss some of these.
Yeah, let's just do the fun ones.
Let's do the fun ones. Let's start with Team of the Year. Jimmy, Team
of
the Year
nominees. Is that the very last one?
Yes.
Do you want to announce them, or do you just want me to say who they are? It doesn't matter.
Yeah, I'll bring it up for you. Okay. Where do you want to start?
Team, start at the back.
Like it's very back?
Team of the Year.
Team of the Year. I'm trying to get there.
So at the end.
This is great radio.
Page.
Us flipping through pages.
It's okay. We're taking our time.
It's our first.
We're talking about some of the fun awards.
The Team of the Year award comes down to one of three. Sticky Bandits from D3, Marky Mayers from D1, or the Tommy Hughes Experience from D6.
Well, the second team was like never at the bar.
Right.
But they won. Nobody expected them to win. That's
they were
there.
In first place the whole time.
Nobody expected them to be in first place the whole time.
They were really good. I thought
yes, they
were really good the whole season.
Nobody thought they were going to win, though. That's why they're kind of... And honestly, they were
I
at the bar a couple times.
Win.
They were in the bar a couple times.
Yeah.
Now, honestly, it's probably between the D6 champion, the Tommy Hughes Experience, and the D3 non-champions, but Sticky Bandits can...
They're so fucking fun.
They are fun. Like, they win at the end? 7 in a row? 6 in a row or something before they got
they're
shocked
at the
playoffs?
They're at the bar all the time. They always create, like, fun things, like Sticky Bowl, where everybody just plays, like, once, you know... Games are over. They're all super nice. Like, that's where my vote is going.
They're one of the few teams Rachel. Where, like, you know, a lot of times people show... Their whole team literally was at the bar. Like, all, like, 15 of them.
Remember they celebrated their 100th game together this
year?
They
did? Yes, you're right.
Yeah. I feel like that qualifies them to win.
Yeah, there's a good chance to keep in.
I mean, they're a very good low-rent Tommy Hughes Experience. It's pretty great. I mean, let's see. Tommy Hughes Experience is me, and I'm on the podcast.
Yes.
They made a crappy Facebook video podcast thing.
Yeah, that's true.
The Tommy Hughes Experience invented the 4 o'clock game. It got you know, taken away when all they call it Drunk Bowl. They created Sticky Bowl.
The Tommy Hughes Experience isn't a real team. You guys
it's
are
an entire experience. You're right. It's
you
more than
a
it's because it's more than a team. It's an experience.
You guys are a conglomerate of a bunch of random people playing because you needed an extra team in that division.
I mean, I can make the same case for them, too, because they're a bunch of D2 players playing with a bunch of other people,
they
too.
They played
so
together, though.
I thought that was tight ends of motion.
It's the same team.
No,
wait,
it's not.
No.
No,
the it's only, the same. The only umbrella. They're under the same umbrella.
The only crossover is Alex and Dave Baker.
Yeah,
we don't play in Game On, and they do. We win.
Yeah, but you guys play on Bullet Club.
So yeah. What? Which is not in Game On. Topper all the time.
Wow, boom. Good point. And you guys did win a title, even though you shouldn't have been in D6.
Hey, that's not our fault. That league management poorly put the league together.
Good point. Well, let's go to Best at the Bar.
Best at the Bar. We've got one of three going to be walking away with this one. It's either going to be Sticky Bandits, Public Enemy, or Cobblestone.
Starting to see a theme develop.
Cobblestone.
Yeah. Daryl Carr, QB Superstar, by himself could win an award.
He just shows up and buys people Coronas and random things. He's a just great guy.
And did you see what Daryl Carr did at the end of the year?
No, I didn't.
I was there. I saw it with my own eyes.
What did you see?
In one corner, you have Emily Curry, who's distraught, who's angry, who hates Blaise LaDuca. In the other corner, you have Blaise LaDuca on ace. This thing was festering for 9 freaking weeks. And at the end of the year, Daryl Carr just waves his magic wand, and guess what? Everybody's friends again. I saw it. I was there.
We're all friends.
He brings people together.
It was the flow.
He's a good guy. I love Daryl. He's such a good guy. Now, I just talked a bunch of shit about Sticky for fun, but like...
They really were fun.
This is legitimately like what they should win. They should definitely win Best.
Public Enemy had a tough year.
Yeah, they weren't...
Even off the field, they weren't as good.
It wasn't as Public Enemy-y.
No.
I mean, there was only one thing that really changed, so... I don't know. I don't know what could have changed at all. But jokes aside, like all the stuff we were talking about Sticky before, what they bring to the bar, like they made a lot of fun. Like they even had, what was that thing? And the one time they had the shot spinner and whoever the arrow landed on, we had to do a shot.
Oh my gosh. We did all of that. Of moonshine.
Yeah, we got pretty messed up with it.
Yeah,
can one single player win Best at the Bar? Because I feel like Ferger should get a nod for that just with his moonshining.
Yeah.
He should have had like underrated player. He should be up for the next one. Jimmy Jack Casio, most beloved player.
Where?
Coming down to one of three of these right here. Check Casio, most beloved player award. Tammy from Winners, Kristen from Hope and Ruin, or Megan from Sticky Bandits.
This is going to be a tough one, and I'm going to tell you why.
Why?
Megan McKinney from Sticky Bandits is a very nice girl, and so is Kristen Daniels, but Tammy Buchek now has literally been the bridesmaid, but never the bride with this award. Like, literally, we've had this award.
This year,
award,
she was the bride, and a bunch of people went to her wedding on top of it, yes, so it's like she almost threw an extra...
She always loses this award.
I don't think she's going to this time.
Tammy's like a legend.
She is a legend. She should get it.
She's like a Hall of Fame
player. Everybody knows her. She's so nice.
Kristen Daniels is so nice, too, though. And so is Megan from Sticky Bandits.
I know. They're all nice. I'm friends with all of them. But if Tammy's always been the runner-up, let's give it to her.
Yeah. I think it's time.
That's a good point.
She deserves it.
This could easily be one of those times where Topper, somebody.
Yeah, well.
Like, I'm saying right now, like, this should go to Tammy, but I'm going to call it right now. I'm going to say that even though Tammy should win this award, that Topper's going to Topper him, or Topper her, and I think it's going to go Kristen Daniels, and she's going to get, it's going to be a Topper situation.
I don't know if she's coming.
I think she is coming.
Is she? Because Lou said they were thinking about not going, so I wasn't sure.
I think she's coming. If she comes, she's going to get the award, and Tammy's going to get Topper. Well,
then if you want... If you're going to get toppered here, Tammy, it's going to be because one of these other girls are going to be wearing some fancy, nice dress, and Drunk Topper is going to topper the crap out of you.
That's what I'm saying. It's all you're lining up for somebody to get toppered.
No, if Topper does that, I'll tackle him in the middle of the banquet and then give it to Tammy.
Can you do that anyway? Why would we not want to set that up?
Wouldn't it be awesome if Emily literally just freaking Goldberg speared Topper like at 9:30 right into the freaking concrete? Right,
I don't know if you're gonna read this one, but do we have a third nominee for Best Time?
No, we're gonna let that one go. Nobody cares about that one except
But do we have a third one? Because I think I know who I know who it should be.
It's always a surprise.
All right.
Mike Ford, best QB of the year.
Mike Ford, best QB of the year. Alex from Tight Ends in Motion, Nick from Angry Buffalo, or Mark from Marketing Mares?
You don't even know who you go with in
this
one.
I know. I don't know either.
Mark DelFonso was just literally... Mark DelFonso probably shouldn't be here, but because he shouldn't be here is the reason he might win this award. Like, Mark DelFonso was throwing darts, and you could say, yeah, he had Andy Smith, and yeah, he had Eric Lucky, and yeah, he had Corey Turner.
You gotta get him the ball. It doesn't matter.
He just was dialing. Such was doing well, but then we kind of realized something about Such, and our buddy Jay in Angry Buffalo put an 8-foot monster in front of them and said, hey, throw over the 8-foot monster, and Nick Such couldn't. So did something happen? And Alex, honestly, did very well, but Alex is a system quarterback on a system team. It could be DelFonso, I think. And Nick Such never makes a banquet, so not that somebody's going to get toppered here, but I'm thinking it's going to be between Alex and DelFonso. I'm thinking DelFonso personally.
Interesting.
Yeah, that's just me. Like most it. Underrated female.
That's going to be either Rachel from D4 and D6, a.k.a. Shredders, Casey from A&A, or Renee from the Practice Squad.
Rachel, I'm going to ask you this question flat out.
Oh,
who was more underrated, Rachel from Shredders or Rachel from Tommy's Experience?
You should have said Parker. You've ruined it.
I know. I thought he was going to go with that, and he didn't, so you let me down on that. But I don't know. I would say, I don't know. Sam is super good on Shredders.
Mm-hmm.
Crystal's also super good on Tommy Hughes as well. So, I don't know. I can't answer that question. Sorry.
That's okay. Does anybody know who Casey Elephant from A&A is?
No, yeah, she's fast.
The
gun.
Super, super fast.
That's
girl.
The girl that cost me $100.
Yeah.
She raced Topper and lost.
She lost?
She beat Topper, my bad.
Oh,
Topper
she lost. I was like, she's obviously not that fast.
She's not the only girl that's cost you $100.
True, but that's Topper right. should have beat her, and he didn't. And screw you, Topper.
Are you surprised? You picked Topper
yes.
in a foot race.
I thought he was going to beat her.
He didn't even have the wind at his back. He's done.
I was sitting there like it was yesterday. I was watching. I'm like, come on, Topper. And she went right by him.
Maybe they should have a rematch at the banquet.
No, I'm going to get a second job if that happens. Screw
but
that.
But if she shows up and wears like a dress and heels, she should still have to race Topper in those, and I think she'll still
win. She still would beat Topper.
Yeah, but that'd be awesome.
It depends on how much Topper has to train.
We have a long enough banquet room to actually like have this race, too.
They really could race down the banquet floor.
Just saying.
Renee Lance on the practice squad might be the best player in this league that you don't know about.
Yeah. She's super nice.
She's really good, too.
What does she look like?
She looks like a Renee.
Ponytail, brown hair.
What does that even mean?
She looks a lot like Rachel, except she's probably... Rachel has darker hair. She has a little bit lighter hair.
Hmm.
All right.
I have no idea who that is.
Yeah, me neither.
Well, next time we see her,
You'll learn. Tell you. Is she going to be there?
I don't think so. I've not seen her on the list yet.
Well, you need to start throwing your Len texts. Hey, this is Lenny from the league. Are you coming?
I've done enough. I'm just, at this point, I've done my emails, my texts.
Maybe
I'll send an email to everybody and tell them, hey, I don't know.
Next thing Lenny wants to talk about. Go.
Most underrated male.
That's either going to be Kevin from The Purge, Corey from Marketing Mayors, or Dave from Tight Ends in Motion.
Dave Baker all the way.
This, in my opinion, of all the awards that we are going to have on Friday, January 12th at the Doubletree, is easily the most highly contested and the toughest one to pick. If you ask many players in this league who the most underrated player in this league is, most of them will tell you it is Kevin Zach from The Purge.
I don't even know who that is.
I don't
know.
Exactly. He's the little guy on Sekaterski's team that is freaking faster than freaking lightning.
He's
such a good
dude.
He's
stuck on the
he's
Purge.
He's awesome. Yeah. He's good people. He's like 40-something, and he still can make people look stupid.
Is he...
Yes.
He's really short.
Yeah. Yeah.
He is such a good...
Oh, my God. He
tougher to shoot
out
yes.
like it's
good people.
Business.
He's been playing in this league forever.
He's not underrated. Everyone knows he's good.
But he doesn't get the...
He doesn't... When somebody says, hey, who's the best player around? People don't say him instantly.
Yeah, and he...
That's what this is kind of about.
We said jokingly, like, you know, you always hear the yak, yards after catch. I honestly think in the history of this league, nobody might have higher yak than Kevin Zach.
That might be true.
Dave Baker is, like, the secret, though, of the tight ends in motion defense.
He is.
He's not a secret anymore, though, because you've talked about him every week on the podcast. Yep. I'm not even talking shit. Dave is awesome.
Good.
Though it's not official, he is the captain of the Sunshine Committee, too, right? Or is he vice president?
I'm the president.
Okay, so he's vice president.
Yeah.
He's an awesome guy.
He's
and then
people.
Corey Turner, nobody else gives you weather updates like he does.
No, honestly, he really does. He sends me Doppler 2000 all the time.
Update.
And you know crazy. What? Once again, you will say, oh, there's Marketing Mayors, and there's Andy Smith, and there's Eric Telecki. Let me tell you something. The brains of that operations name is Corey Turner. So that guy is probably the best play caller in this league, and I understand what I just said.
Okay.
Fair enough.
Katie Kimmy Carey Weiser, most valuable female player.
Da-da.
It's either going to be Kelly from One Top or Too Many, Katie from Primetime Players, or Katie from Third.
Noticing a theme.
And Schlong.
So Kelly's eliminated because her name isn't in the title of the most valuable player.
Oh, wow. That's it. I just saw that now.
Does your name have to start with a K?
It doesn't, but it does now. It's really worked out that way.
Katie Keller, can you win this award?
I hope so.
Who'd you
well,
play
sell
for
yourself right now
after your team? You
sell
sub
yourself.
For somebody.
I sub for Uncle Rico.
They said you were phenomenal. That's who it was.
Did
John
they?
Sen.
Yes.
I asked him who should win awards, and he was kind of saying, hey, we think this person. Then he kind of sent us an email and said, hey, by the way, Katie Keller's freaking phenomenal.
Yeah, he asked me to play in like two different leagues with him, and I'm in a tournament with him in a month. So
look
that
at that.
Sense.
Are you excited?
At the
I'm
Ralph?
Stoked. Yeah.
I'll see you there.
You're playing nice.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
How exciting would that be if you won an award?
I'd be stoked. This is my first year at the banquet.
Would you all be like, look, Junior, I won and you didn't? Would you be all like,
yeah, I think they were all upset because none of them got nominated. Like, my dad can throw the ball 5 yards. How is he not nominated for the Gunslinger Award?
I love it. Bullets.
Could we have the longest, like, ball competition between your father and Topper?
How far can Topper throw a ball?
Not very far.
Yeah, let's do it.
I think that'd be kind of fun.
It's like a rite of passage to get a pick off Topper.
She made it the inside trick just because she's significantly better at the bar, which is, again, 50% of football.
Mm-hmm. Let me tell you something, though. Kelly from Topper's team, though.
I'm pretty sure the other two don't drink, so.
Kelly was at the bar a lot, though.
Yeah, I know. Picking up various drunk Clarks. I get it, but, like, I don't know.
She had a good season on and off the
field. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, I love Kelly.
I love Kelly.
She's a best.
And she's been around forever. She sends
me the best Snapchat.
She really is good people. Let's go to the Daryl Carr Most Valuable Male Player.
Joey Battaglia from Gryffindor. Ooh. Ryan from Tight Ends in Motion. Or Andy from Marketing Mares.
Joe, okay, I'm going to start with you. It's going to be Joey Battaglia's night. Is that not correct?
I hope that it's not.
Yeah.
Me too.
Me too.
Because the amount of just hilarity that will ensue. He's coming, right? Because
he is coming. He
okay, is that's perfect. Joey did have a good year, but he's the first person that'll tell you that. So
he told me he was coming with a shopping cart.
Oh my gosh.
What, to pick up all the footballs we throw at him?
No, he said he was going to wheel the shopping cart to the banquet so when he got all his awards, he could throw them in the shopping cart when he leaves.
I don't know, Andy and Tiger.
So he should win zero awards for that.
Exactly.
First question, did Daryl Carr ever win his own MVP award?
No, because this is the first banquet he ever showed up at.
Interesting.
Oh my God, could we have a swerve and could we hand it to Daryl Carr?
Yeah.
He had a really good season.
Could Daryl hand it to himself?
That would be, yeah, because Daryl has to announce this, right?
Well, we could.
Daryl has to hand this trophy off.
That would be kind of awesome.
Oh. And the award goes to me.
Me. He so would take it, too. Yeah. He'd be like, I'll take this award.
Just the NWO music plays and he turns heel.
That would be pretty awesome.
No, Daryl should hand it to Daryl.
Yeah, that's what he said.
Oh.
Yeah, no, that's good.
I thought you meant you when you said NWO because
the
Joey's on that.
Oh, no, sorry.
Confusing.
We were being dorks.
And Tiger from Tight Ends had a really good season, and so did Andy Smith. So there are three very deserving candidates. That's going to be a close award as well. I just got a funny feeling it's going to be Joey Bats' night. I don't know.
What could that funny feeling be, Len?
I don't know.
The fact that you're on the committee?
Well, I'll tell you this. I did tell Topper this. I said, legitimately, I said, sometimes we let people talk and some people we don't. And I said, I don't care. Nobody is talking at this banquet if they win a award except for one person. If Joey Bats wants to talk, he's allowed to. If he wins.
Oh, my God.
Anybody else?
Way to clear out a room.
I know. I'm not going.
Were you there when he gave the speech and got hit with 300 foam footballs?
No, last year was my first banquet ever.
That was okay. So 2 years ago, he won an award. He won best ref and something else. He gave a speech, and all of a sudden, we had all these foam footballs. They all started flying through the air, and they all threw them at him. It was hysterical. he kept talking. He's like, come on. And they just kept throwing footballs at him. It was awesome. It was a good time.
He's a special guy.
You know who should get an award, honestly, is his wife.
She's
a saint. She
most
really is.
Underrated female. Most underrated wife.
Most patient female.
Yep. Yeah. Let's go to maybe Defender of the Year. I think most improved. We'll see that one. What Defender of the Year female?
Defender of the Year female. Carissa from Marketing Mares, Katie from Primetime Players, or Liz from Winners?
Lenny, I vote Katie.
This is another
Lenny,
tough
I'm
one.
Going straight to you because I know that you know defense really well.
Yes.
So
all three are
make
fantastic.
The case for all of them.
I saw Katie Salisbury get a pick in every game she played in.
Yes.
You Katie watched every single game she played in? Or
yeah,
because
I'm a stalker.
That you watched, she got one.
Katie Salisbury has one problem. Is Katie Salisbury playing down? Like, Katie Salisbury, for all intents and purposes, should be in D1. She's playing in D3.
Yeah,
like,
but you play with your friends.
I know. I'm just saying, does that hurt her, though, because she didn't play against the greatest team? Like, let's be honest for a minute. Is it easier to intercept Topper, or is it easier to intercept Chris Cole or Bobby McConnell?
Yeah, no, I hear you. I agree with that.
Yeah. Carissa Ferrucci, if to those who don't know, is the short-haired girl on Marking Mayors, who is literally a freak. That's the girl who made, like, that unhanded catch where she dove into the air and fell on her back through the air and caught it with one hand. She's scary good. And Liz Newberry from Witters has been around for a really long time. Liz does everything good. She's just a solid football player. So, you talk about textbook, disciplined, solid football player, you're talking about Liz. You talk about a girl who like had all the numbers, but she was in the lower division. You're talking about Katie Salisbury. And you're talking about a girl who literally went up to D1 who nobody knew who the hell she was. You're talking about Carissa from Marketing Mayors. So you could make the case for all of them. Mm-hmm. Is my point.
Should be fun.
Yes. Now, this is the one another one that I think is going to be highly contested. Defender of the Year male.
Jay from New Gods, Dave from Tight Ends in Motion, or Eric from Marketing Mayors.
Once again, you could make the case for all three.
We'll make the case, Len.
Emily could tell you, Dave Baker literally had all kinds of interceptions. They had a fantastic defense. I mean, was it Dave Baker's idea, or who came up with the idea to put the tall guy on Such?
Dave.
So, I mean, that's phenomenal. Eric Dalecki is about as silky smooth a safety as you're ever going to see. The guy, you know what they used to say about Jerry Rice is? He wasn't clock fast, he was just football fast. Yes. That Eric Dalecki is smooth. He is fast, but if you put a stopwatch on Dalecki, he's not as fast as Smith. If you watch Eric Dalecki in football speed, he's just as fast as Smith.
Nice.
He's just, and Jay German, honestly, talk about a guy who's in control of his body and his angles and everything he does. Mm-hmm. That's Jay German is literally like the prototypical textbook defender. Takes the right angles. He's fantastic athlete, but he's smart, but he uses his brain and his body.
Isn't that his gig, too? Like, isn't Jay just strictly defense?
He does
maybe
play
plays
a little
offense, but like, he's mostly the
defender.
They
have
guy.
A ton of stars on offense, it makes a little difference. But basically, when you play New God, they basically just say, they can say it's Pete or it's Roll. No, Jay German just go shut down their top guy, and that's what he does.
Mm-hmm.
So...
interesting.
Yeah. We might get into some of the division all-stars. So what are we looking at? We're at the 50-minute mark. What are we looking for to happen on Friday? Katie Keller, in a perfect world, what is your perfect Friday going to be?
I just want to get drunk.
Preach, girl.
Who's driving?
I'll be right there with you.
I don't drink and drive. Come on.
Okay, who's driving?
40-year plan guy.
Oh, it's going to be 40-year plan guy. Oh,
how about you, me, and 40-year plan guy rip shots of tequila?
I'm down.
Word.
At 1:30?
I will see you at the bar.
1:30.
Oh, no. That sounded like it hurts so bad.
Maybe you won't make it.
I just
it
hit my funny
Friday.
Bone viewers.
It's not so funny.
They're not viewing.
Listeners. There
you go. It's not a sprint, it's a marathon. Don't forget that.
Story of my life.
Yes. Why?
I get really excited at places and then it just goes.
Goes bad?
No, it doesn't go bad.
So for you, it's just always a sprint.
I'm always sprinting around places, but I get really excited in the beginning and drink, and then I have to stop. And
she just
catch,
gets
like,
way too drunk, way too quick.
No, I don't. I just got to keep my cool and then get back at it.
So you take a timeout?
Yeah, I take a timeout.
Like you have halftime?
Like every time I drink, I take a timeout.
Like literally? So Sunday you took a timeout. Was that before or after you got in the fight?
I didn't get in a fight.
The fight
I
was
almost
the
got
timeout.
Into a fight. No.
Was it before or after the timeout?
It was before the timeout.
Okay. When you're in the timeout, do you sit at a table by yourself? Or are you with your friends and they know? Or
I like either take a fake phone call and go outside.
Shady ass bitch.
Or I like get a huge like pitcher of water and go in a bathroom stall and chug it. Or anything to like get away from the general public.
I swear, I want to see this fake phone call. If you see her on her phone, you know what I'm going to do Friday if she does this? I'm going to call her phone because I want to see her pretend like she's talking. All of a sudden her phone rings and she's like, what?
Just like that. I got to make a phone call and drink water.
Basically, Lenny's going to stalk you until you fake a phone call.
Every time
call.
I see her on a phone, I'm going to just start calling her.
That's funny. God.
So you grab a pitcher of water and go into a stall. Why don't you
just
wherever
it.
You're sitting, right. just say, give me a pitcher of water.
Because
and
she wants to
stay
then,
away from people.
Like,
is that sanitary?
Who knows?
She's drunk. She doesn't care.
In the moment, I'm not worried about it.
I'm worried about you.
You should be.
No, because you guys know if you're drinking and then you stop drinking, everyone starts giving you shit. So unless people, so I don't have to deal with people giving me shit, I just seek solace
disappear.
For a few moments.
I just run away for a little bit.
Here's a crazy, I'm just going to throw this out there. I don't drink like I used to, but many moons ago when I used to drink, one of the things I always did was I always had a bottle of water with me at all times. Like instead of chugging that pitcher of water, why don't you have the water with you as you drink? Because that's what I used to do.
Bring me a bottle of water and we'll see how that works.
Okay.
Bring me a water bottle. I'll bring my Minion water bottle and we'll put it in there.
You have
and
a
then
Minion
I'll,
water bottle?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Jesus. Tell me about this more.
What more is there to explain? It's a water
it's like
bottle.
It's like an Nalgene with a big eye on it.
Is it awesome?
Obviously.
Pretty awesome.
You guys, stop this.
But no, if you're drinking, you really need to drink water. Rachel, you're kind of into fitness and stuff, too. Am I saying the right thing? Like, we get hungover because we don't drink water and we drink too much alcohol, correct?
You just have to stay hydrated.
Thank you. So drink.
Don't give in to peer pressure, either.
Yeah.
Stand up for yourself.
Yeah. Tell her.
Just tell them you're taking a time out.
I'll drink Pedialyte.
There you go.
That's the plan. I think I'm bringing some just to be on the safe side.
Rachel, what do you think is going to happen on Friday?
I'm just hoping everybody has fun.
Do you think you're going to have fun?
I'm going to have fun.
Can I ask you a question?
Oh, good.
Do you think Parker's going to rear her head on Friday?
What?
No.
No. You think it's all going to be Rachel all the time?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Are you excited?
Yeah. Are you asking that because you're going to try and put a bet on that, and then you're going to try and get Parker to come out? Because
no. I will knock you out.
What, no, you
Which
won't.
Means he wins.
You at what ladder?
You want me what a ladder?
She needs like a 4-foot ladder just to hit me in the head.
Oh, no, I don't. She's going to kill you.
I'm like a foot taller than you.
She okay. Can jump?
I know what.
It was whatever. Just leg day. She's good.
You're not going to Superman punch me. Whatever.
That would be so
I thought we already went through this. I'm too cute to hit.
First off, if she jumped to punch you in the face, you'd have to let her.
No.
Pussy.
I would super kick. And I'd go, super kick!
That would also be awesome.
That would be cool, too. I'm not going to lie.
Nobody loses here.
Yeah, I know. Emily, what are you looking forward to on Friday?
Getting drunk.
Wow.
Dancing. Handing out awards with Sarah.
I hope you guys do, too, because usually the person that hands out awards with us, I really don't care for, so it would be
Topper?
A breath of fresh air. No, we usually have another helper, and I don't like the helper that helps us.
I want to be like Vanna right. White and do like this wave and then hand out the hats.
But what if it's when you're drinking your pitcher of water in the bathroom?
Two hands.
No, I'm not letting you drink that water in the bathroom.
Yeah, you shouldn't do that. Drink as you go.
Okay.
Okay. We should get a little cooler with water.
Of my Minion water bottle.
Nice. Sarah's got a good memory. You could tell her, too, to remind you to drink water.
Okay.
My God. And ladies and gentlemen, we're at the 50-more minute. If you see Emily Curry on her cell phone on Friday, call it because she might be faking it. I want to see her for phone rings.
You're going to have like 72 missed calls from various people now. Lenny, we'll put her number on the website to make sure everybody can call.
Jesus, no.
Yes.
No, we would not do that. That still would be funny, though.
Yeah, doesn't HIPAA like protect my contact information?
Yes.
In the DSL?
I think we... There's no, be, I don't do anything with phone numbers, so I don't know. That's all Topper stuff
or emails.
Yeah.
Hey Val.
Okay, what are you looking forward to having on Friday?
I'm looking forward to going to my second straight banquet without blowing out both my knees on the dance floor.
Ooh, congratulations! Hope that doesn't happen to you.
Yeah, that'd be really huge. What else? I'm just getting drunk, and hopefully, we can do the red carpet podcast because I thought that was really fun last year. I'm just looking forward to the whole day. We're gonna get there, like I said, at one. That's actually a thing, and. I like the first part, like you said, like right before the calm before the storm, where we kind of talk about the ridiculous stuff we can do and place certain inflatables in certain places and just
we have some surprises coming. That's gonna be pretty cool.
And like honestly, it's just a thing. Like we haven't really had football in what a month or two now, and I kind of miss everybody. So it'll be cool just to see all the gang back together and just having a blast.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie to you. Normally, like at this point, I'm like, oh God, I don't know if I want to do this anymore. And I'm kind of a little bit excited myself.
Yeah. It's going to be fun.
It is. Jimmy, what do you got to say? I'm assuming we're going to see you and Tommy. We're excited for that.
We're planning on being there.
This is awesome.
It's going to be good.
Have you talked to Tommy?
It's been a long time. It's been a long time since we partied with this crew, and there's a lot of people coming this year that really don't know what to expect. They haven't seen this party the way it can be, especially in a room with... Room.
Yeah, right. That's true.
You know,
that's
very
true. This is
going
to be
when
nice.
This party opens up onto a dance floor where you actually have space. It's a radically different experience.
I'd like to bring your slip really inside. We'd have enough room.
Yeah,
it really is.
You really would have enough room. You're going to be impressed. I'm assuming we're going to have the whole room because they do have a partition off. But I don't think they would have two things going at once. But it's a really decent sized room. So,
if they do, I really want to know what the other thing's going to be because we're going to find out.
Oh, I would give that guy $1,000 and just move the wall.
Yeah,
I don't care.
New friends. Let's do this.
Yeah,
PSA: Don't bring your drink on the dance floor. There was so much broken glass last year. And people
still
were cutting their feet.
That happens.
This is still going to do it.
There hasn't been a year where it hasn't happened, though.
Yeah, and it's usually a good time. The music is moving.
It's always one of the best times of the year,
the awards
honestly.
Are given. It is just usually a very, very good time. If you're debating right now, it's going to be a fun night. I mean, we're by the falls. Get a room. If you think you're going to have too much to drink, call Uber. Hell, if you have a problem, we'll get you Uber. We'll call a taxi. We'll do something. But come on down.
And then when it closes, we're going to go to the casino afterwards and potentially gamble
like
on things.
I'm the one to gamble like an idiot. I haven't gambled like an idiot in a long time.
Now, are most of the new gods coming?
No. I think I saw Ricky. I think I saw Ramir. I think I saw...
Ramir's coming.
I saw Jay.
Because I talked to Ramir, and like I said that when we go to the casino, I have to play craps with the new gods, because craps is always more fun when you play with eccentric black people. And he agreed, so we're going to go do that together.
Oh, boy.
It's going to be like, what? That's just a fact.
Hey,
a
question for you guys real quick, though. A lot has changed up in the falls. It's been a while. I know some people that were up there recently that... wound up having to pay for parking when they didn't expect it. Is parking free? To the best
of my knowledge, I think it is for that night.
All right.
I will check and put that on the website, but I'm fairly certain that because we're going to have that party, I don't think there's going to be an issue over
How far is the casino from this joint? What's this place called again?
It's called the Double Tree. It's on Buffalo
Avenue.
Double
Tree, that's right.
You know, you literally probably could walk it, but you have valet at the casino. I mean, just go valet your car. Yeah,
right.
Just drive. I mean, honestly, it literally, you can see the casino. If you were standing out front of the Double Tree and you looked out, I'd say, I don't know, 1,000 yards straight ahead, you will see the casino.
But that's not till like midnight, though. I mean,
exactly.
This thing is going to like 11 o'clock midnight,
at
and then
least,
whatever happens from
whatever
there happens.
Happens. They have a nice bar. If you do show up in the afternoon, the second you walk through the doors, just take about 20 paces straight, you'll see a big square bar. There's a bar there, so I'm sure we'll be eating and drinking and doing all kinds of tomfoolery.
Check-in starts at what, like noon? 1 o'clock?
Yeah, probably 4 o'clock for hotel rooms, I would think.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm thinking we're going to be there around 1 or 2. So if you are going to come
down,
you want to have a drink or two,
hang out with
your friends. It's happy hour somewhere, and it's 5 o'clock somewhere, as they always say. Join us. Hopefully Topper's in a better mood.
He will be.
Yeah, right now he's not. He hopefully will be.
He did. He felt almost disrespected.
He's in a better mood. He got a surprise, he told me.
Oh, what did he get?
What's the surprise?
I can't tell you. It's for the banquet.
Is it awesome?
Oh, a banquet.
It is pretty awesome.
There's a few awesome surprises we're going to have.
Yeah.
Yeah, Emma, you're going to laugh when you see one. You are the inspiration.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. You're going to look and you're going to go, yes!
Okay.
You might even high-five somebody, I'm not going to lie.
Really?
Like, this is cool.
This is the best.
It was pretty cool. It's going to be a fun evening. I can't sell this thing enough. Go. The football's fun. And, you know, I always tell people this. I don't want to sound somber when I say this, but I'm going to say it anyways. You never know how much longer this is going to go on. Yeah, Topper might leave or I might leave and somebody else might take this over. But this league's been pretty fun. And we've had a run for, what, 13 seasons now? We've had a blast. We've met a lot of new friends. A lot of people have met their husbands, their wives, their life partners. People have had a lot of interesting relationships, and there's no reason not to stop that now. So keep participating. Yes, we love football, and that's the biggest reason we do it, but there is a social aspect to this as well. Come celebrate the champs, celebrate the winners, and just come have a good time. That's really all we're asking for.
Mm-hmm.
Final thoughts? Katie Keller, we'll start with you.
Yeah. It's nice to be here.
When the season starts in the spring, do you think we can get you and your rap partner on? I want you guys to go live on the
actually,
stage.
We actually, we are no longer a group.
No.
I'm solo.
What would
happen? Can we just be the reunion tour?
What was his name?
What?
One night only.
It's always a man. Girls always fight because of men.
There was not a man involved.
It was creative differences.
I just feel like I need to expand my horizons as a solo artist.
Yep, get it, girl.
Thank you.
So I met her.
So you'll
She's
put on
gone.
Your own concert?
She's not going to be at the banquet, no.
No, but in the spring.
There's
I want
no
you guys
band.
On the stage.
There's no band anymore.
Are you sure?
She's pretty much telling you
I
to
I might
drop
just get
it.
On stage myself. Is that a possibility?
That's yes. Pretty much what
All
I was
the best
get
people
to.
Went solo.
Something.
Justin
Beyonce.
Timberlake. Beyonce.
But you give me a couple beers
right here,
and a
right
microphone,
now.
I'm getting up there.
Guess what? K-tay. I can get you a couple beers and a microphone.
I'll be on stage at the banquet.
She's talking to the right people.
I'll be standing under you with
lighters.
A pitcher
lighters.
Of water.
Hurry, you're going to be busy. You're going to be on your phone. You're going to be drinking pitchers of water. You're going to be handing out. Is there?
I'm not ever
bring
that
a pedometer thing
that's
with you
on my phone.
No, you said when you need that time,
you fake,
you fake a phone call.
That's
I'm making a joke that you're going to be faking phone calls.
I know. I'm not going
to
be.
You're going to have like no time to think between that and handing out awards. You're going to have a you,
being
you ready
Katie's
to go?
Light person.
Exactly.
Can you Sick. Sing? You want to do like...
No, I cannot sing.
Oh, boy.
I don't know.
Can you play the
tambourine? I wish people could have seen the fear in your face when she asked you that. You're like,
yeah,
no.
Didn't you say something about... Didn't you always tell
like
me like, you said
cracking.
Your father handed you $5 not to sing or something when you were a
he
kid?
He paid me $5 to quit chorus when I was in middle school.
That's pretty
I'm
awesome.
Good parenting.
Such a bad
that is very
singer.
Good parenting.
Like windows break when I sing. It's bad.
That's why we soundproof the room here.
Yeah.
And I know we missed it because Christmas is coming on, but when we do have our Tabernacle Choir.
Yeah.
I'll go on
you
the
have
bus.
To.
Oh, no, you're going
you
to sing,
too.
To. You're going front stage. You're going to be one of our point singers. You, Jay Germain, and Baccio.
Then I'm going to do what I
Len,
did
I
in chorus
be
and lip sync.
Wouldn't it be better if we did it as like a Christmas in July thing and just sang in the summer?
As long as we end up in a bus and we're all wearing purple robes and we end up in like the east side of Buffalo,
the fruit
I don't
belt.
Care. Doesn't care. Whatever well, you want to do it, I'm good.
You play a very big role in getting us giant purple robes. So
yeah, I will do that.
Get to work.
All I need is people's sizes.
What have you been doing the last couple months?
It's going to be like Willy Wonka. Eventually, I'm going to send people gold tickets. And if you get like in the mail, you're going to get a gold ticket. It's basically going to ask you for your size and your availability.
Get a gold
You'll know
ticket.
When it happens.
I love it.
Rachel Parker, final thoughts.
I got enough for you.
You got nothing?
I'm looking forward to Friday and everybody having fun.
Yeah, I hope you have fun too.
Well, if I don't, I'm going to punch you in the throat.
My knee.
We already discussed this.
When?
Earlier, when you said you were going to kick me.
I didn't say I was going to kick you, only if you were going to try to Superman punch me.
He was going
to
super kick you as a counter to the face.
Game on.
That's There's a lot counter. Of tension in this room right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, and you know who started it?
Everybody Lenny. Take a breath.
Never me.
It's always you.
It's never me.
It's
one
always
example.
You. It's
one
always
example.
You.
Give me one example.
Pressuring Katie Keller about 40-year plan, man, for probably 12 minutes.
That's exactly. A fair question. If her brother was sitting where Joe K was, he would ask her the same question.
Doubtful.
He would have actually and instigated you.
Thank you.
He's not happy you were here.
Do you remember that one time all the Kellers said that they were pro-Emily and anti-Joe K?
Yeah, they were
and it was great.
That was kind
of
awesome.
So full of crap.
We need to get all the Kellers.
They all refuted that, so I don't feel bad.
No, they didn't refute that.
The hell they didn't.
We need to get
really drunk together at the bar.
You just probably put them on the spot, and you were like, oh my God, why do you like Emily more than me? Vote for me. And then they were like, and then they were like, oh my God, we're hammered. Yeah, Joe K, we like you.
I would never say, oh my God, like that.
We're drunk. Just go away.
I said, oh, I heard about your bullshit.
It actually, the day it happened, you were with Nicole, if you remember correctly. You guys were drinking, and you stumbled like into me. Nicole's like, Lay. Hey, I gotta tell you something. I'm like, okay, Nicole, what's that? We love Emily more than Joe K. I just started laughing. I thought it was
even
awesome.
Remember it?
Well, she had a lot to drink.
We can. Oh, we'll just pull all the Kellers.
Katie Keller, you were there. You remember
I was
too. You agreed.
I don't remember the whole conversation, but I was there.
I think we all fist pumped then too.
Yep.
And I think if memory serves me right, Emily came by with stickers later.
Probably.
Yes. Final thoughts, Emily. What do you got to say?
Don't call me Friday.
It's gonna be awesome.
I'm definitely calling.
She grabs
you Friday.
That phone. I am so. Dun, 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 dun. Put her on speed dial. You okay? Final thoughts?
My final thoughts are pretty much what everybody else just said. Like, I told you, I'm excited for the banquet. I can't wait to hang out and just have fun with everybody again and pretty much blow it up big.
Are you going suspenders and suit again?
I mean, I don't really want to tell you that because it ruins it, but maybe not suspenders, probably suit because, I mean, I look great in it.
It's so. Good. You really did. You were rocking it last
Guilty
year.
Guilty as charged.
You,
but like,
honestly, top five smooth people at the banquet later.
I feel like the banquet, you should dress up for it. I feel like it's great to dress up and be a little fancy.
I go wedding attire.
Yeah, that's how I feel. I always wear a suit to weddings, so I would wear it to there too. Nice. I mean, the suspenders and stuff was because I was doing like
so
the on-location microphone
awesome.
Interviews, but I got way too drunk during those.
It's
oh,
just
well.
Fun to get dressed up.
Exactly. That's all. I love getting dressed up, so I'll definitely be in a suit of some sort.
Jimmy, I might Tommy, go buy a shirt. You guys I'm excited? Sure. I can't wait to see you guys. It's going to be awesome. We haven't seen Tommy in a while. Is he still alive? How's he doing?
Yeah, I haven't seen him since about Thanksgiving.
Wow.
Yeah, we took a good hiatus this year. I mean, things
it's like
are
Lenny
good.
And Topper.
We're still talking right
I saw
now.
Tommy. I
mean,
saw dinner with you 2 weeks ago.
I know, but yeah, when was the last time you saw Topper before that?
We went to dinner a week ago.
Yeah, and I went to dinner with her, Sarah, and Topper. Like 2 weeks ago, so I've seen Topper a lot, actually.
Before that, when was the last time you saw Topper?
Oh, well, that was a while.
There you go.
I'm still excited. I can't wait to see Jimmy. I can't wait to see Tommy.
Is Tommy sticking around to hang out with us? Because I heard he's going to do the show and then just take off.
We'll see how he feels. You never know.
Jim's not saying anything.
You know, with Tommy, you don't know. He's an enigma. Like, sometimes he's
Tommy
in the
is definitely an enigma.
He does stuff, and then sometimes he's like, I'm out of here.
It's fun. Like, who else is going to not wear sleeves in January?
That would be kind of... Actually, you know, talk about no sleeves in January. It's going to be like
True.
42.
True.
So, I mean, if you're going to go no sleeves, that would be the night.
True.
That would be nice. Would Tiger go no sleeves at the banquet?
Yeah, he went no sleeves the whole fall season.
Did he? Oh, yeah, you're right.
Think
He's
about
excited,
it.
Too, I bet. His team. It's going to be about, I think, Joey Battaglia. I think Sticky Bandits. I think Tight Ends in Motion. Marketing Mayors a little bit. I think these are some of the teams you're going to really... You're starting to see the themes of some of the awards that we were mentioning.
All right, then, Len, it's on you for your final thought. Do you have anything else to add, or are we good here?
I'm just going to tell you once again, January 12th. It is a Friday. It is coming up this week. Doubletree Hotel. There are still time to get some rooms. It's a humongous hotel. It's 193 rooms. So you won't have a problem getting a room.
The room rate was only $99.
Yeah, it was something really cool. You can go to the casino, too, I'm assuming. Rachel, you're staying at the casino.
Yeah, I am.
I am, too.
Works at the
yeah,
casino.
I'm staying at the casino, too. So, you know, whether you're staying at the Doubletree or the casino, they're both awesome places. Just come have some fun. Enjoy the day. And as always, thanks for listening. Hopefully we'll see you Friday.
Thanks for listening to Western New York's home for all things social co-ed football. We'll be back next week, and so should you.